عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The last program that we had discussed Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala he brought the situation under control after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. We had discussed how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were totally devastated. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and what was his frame of mind, etc. And how Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and came, how he behaved, and thereafter how he brought the situation under control in Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So continuing from there, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom knew for certain that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had indeed passed away, the Ansar, the residents of Madina Munawara, they gathered in the courtyard of Banu Sa'idah. The very same day, they gathered in this courtyard of Banu Sa'idah. This was a Monday, the 12th of Rabiul Awal, the day when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, 11th year of Hijri. Now the purpose of their meeting was to choose someone among them to be the first Khalifa of the Muslim nation. They required a Khalifa now. You must understand, the Ansar, they are the residents of Madina Munawara. Prior to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming there, they were going to elect a leader. They were going to elect a leader from amongst them. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah, and they then invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Madina Munawara, then their hearts inclined towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and automatically when they brought Iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, so automatically Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam now became the ruler of Madina Munawara, not only Madina Munawara but the entire world, whether people accepted it or not, but he was the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, there are many decisions that need to be taken. And in order for decisions to be taken, you need a ruler. So the Ansar, this is their home, right? So they thought now that, I mean, we are the residents of Madina Munawara, so we need to elect an Amir now, we need to elect a Khalifa, because so many things need to be decided. So for this reason, they gathered in the courtyard of Banu Sa'idah. In the meantime, the people of the Ansar gathered around the leader of the Khazraj tribe, Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala. He was not too well also, he was lying down, blanket covering him, and they had all gathered around him, and now they were going to discuss that who do we choose as a leader. Meanwhile, the Muhajirun were gathered elsewhere with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And the purpose of their meeting was also the same. They were also discussing that we need to appoint a khalif. You have to have a khalifa. Without a khalifa, how are you going to move forward? So they were also gathered for this very same reason, that we need to appoint a khalifa. Before they arrived at a decision, they looked around. They said, but where is the Ansar? Ansar are not here. They have to be part of this meeting. We have to, it has to be a joint decision. So we are the Ansar. Let us go and call the Ansar before arriving at a decision regarding this matter. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he is narrating now what happened. So he says, so we left intending to go and meet with the Ansar, and to invite them now, that let's sit down and make a mashwara. As we drew near to their place of meeting, we were met by two of their righteous men, who informed us about what their people had agreed upon doing. The two men said to us, that, O people of the Muhajirun, where are you going? We said, we are heading towards our brothers from the Ansar. They said, you will not be doing wrong if you do not approach them now. And if you don't go to them now, it will be better for you. Why? Because they are now deciding who to appoint a khalif amongst themselves, right? So I said by Allah, Umar Radhan is saying, I said by Allah, we will indeed go to them. We have to go to them. We are all one. When we reached them in the courtyard of Banu Sa'ida, I saw in their midst a man who was wrapped up in like a blanket, you know, some warm clothing. And I asked that, who is this? They said, it is Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala. I said, what is the matter? Why is he wrapped up like this? They said that he has a fever and he is experiencing a great deal of bodily pain. A short while after we had sat down in their midst, their speaker stood up. One of their speakers now stood up. He recited the Shahada, praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he then said to proceed. He said, now his speech is starting. He says, to proceed, we are the Ansar and the army of Islam. Meanwhile, you, O men of the Muhajirun, you are a small group of people. A party among your people has come here wanting to deprive us of the right to take over the reins of leadership. So when he fell silent, I wanted to speak. Umar Radhan is saying, so when Ansar speaker, when he finished saying whatever he wanted to say, so I felt the need to speak. I wanted to stand up and say something because I had thought up some beautiful words to say. What I was going to now say in response. But when I was about to speak, I was about to open my mouth, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to me, take it easy. Relax. So I remained silent, not wanting to arouse his anger. I didn't want to upset Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala then spoke. He was more forbearing than I was. And he had a more dignified way of addressing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he would have just said whatever he wanted to say. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he knew how to put it across more, you know. Umar alone is saying himself that he was more forbearing and he put it across in a more dignified manner. By Allah, as for all the wonderful things that I had thought of saying, he said them in a much better manner. He said the very same things that I wanted to say, but he said it in a much better manner. You know, the manner in which we speak is a very, very important thing. Sometimes, even though we may be right, sometimes we may be right, the message that we want to get across also is correct, but the manner in which we say it makes us look very bad, because we come across in an arrogant manner or in a fighting manner. So although what we're saying is right, but because of the manner in which we came across, we automatically become wrong. We automatically are then regarded as being wrong. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, I must have mentioned this to you. He used to always give this example, that if a son comes home and he says to his mother, Mommy, you know, so hot outside, man. I'm really hungry, man. You know, feeling for something. Feeling for some milk. He says the mother, she'll probably make for him milkshake, make him one sandwich, ask him if he wants anything else, some samosa or something. But if he comes in the house now and he says, hey, my father's wife, I'm very thirsty, man, give one glass milk. So now, he won't even get masked, he may get one slap. Why? What he said is right, that is his father's wife. His mother is his father's wife. He's right, but he said, didn't say anything wrong. And he asked for a glass of milk. But because of the manner of speech, now he won't even get masked. He may get one slap. But in the first instant, when the person spoke nicely, Now you only ask for milk. He got milkshake and one sandwich also. So always we must remember, the manner in which we speak can salvage a situation, or it can cause a lot of harm and damage. So we must be very, very careful how we come across. Sometimes what we're saying is right, but the manner in which we come across, we cause it. So he says that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and he put it across in such a beautiful manner, until he was finished speaking and he fell silent. He said whatever he wanted to say and then he fell silent. He then said that you, O people of the Ansar, are worthy of all the good things that you have said about yourselves. Whatever you all have said, you all are worthy of it, definitely. Nonetheless, when it comes to Khilafat, that will have to be from amongst the Quraysh. That will have to be from amongst the Quraysh. Now why from amongst the Quraysh? You see, this was a very crucial time, right? New tribes had just entered the fold of Islam. And the Quraysh, they were regarded as the most senior Arab tribe. So if anybody else had to become a leader, he would not hold that authority over Hijaz as if a person from the Quraysh had to be a leader. So it was very, very crucial at that point in time that a person from the Quraysh is chosen to be the Khalif. Right? So after saying this, he then said that, look, as a leader for you all, I am pleased with either of these two men. So on one side of him was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and on the other side of him was Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala. So you say, either of these two men, they are worthy of being your leader. Whichever of them you choose, he will be the Khalif. He then took the hand of Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Ubaidah said, by Allah, for me to have my neck struck with a sword, so long as that does not make me sinful, is more beloved to me than for me to become a leader over a people who have in their midst Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He said, My neck rather be chopped off than becoming a leader of a people in whose midst is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In other words, how can anybody else be a leader if Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is living amongst them? Unless my soul at the moment of death whispers evil thoughts to me, thoughts of my life being spared, so that I can remain alive and become the first Khalif of the Muslim nation, thoughts that I do not have right now. Someone from amongst the Ansar said, I am a person who is recognized for my sound views, and I am well respected amongst my people, so listen to what I have to say. Let us choose a leader from amongst us and a leader from amongst you. To sort this problem out, let us choose two leaders. One leader amongst the Muhajirun, other leader amongst the Ansar. So people began to argue now. Voices started being raised. Right? So in order to quell their disagreement, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, extend your hand, O Abu Bakr. He asked for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's hand. So Hazrat Abu Bakr put his hand forward, thinking, don't know what Umar wants, right? He put his hand forward. Umar radiallahu anhu grabbed hold of the hand of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he took allegiance on his hand. Took bayat on his hand. So when he did this, the Muhajirun who were present, they took him and took bayat on the hand of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, And the Ansar who were there, they took him and put their hand on the hand of Abu Bakr. According to the narration of Ahmad, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh said, "And you indeed know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, were the people to travel through one valley, and were the Ansar to travel through another valley, I would travel through the valley of the Ansar. And you indeed know, O Sa'ad, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while you were sitting down and listening to him, the people of the Quraysh are in charge of the matter of Khilafat." Sayyidina Abu Bakr is reminding Sa'ad right now. Don't you remember Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this while he was alive? All righteous people are followers of their righteous people, and all evildoers are followers of their evildoers. Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala said, "You have spoken the truth. You are our leaders and we will be your ministers." See what unity, how it was sorted out. Not each person is trying to cling to power, each person is fighting to be the leader, fighting against one another, smear campaigns and all these things. Why? Because the object was the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. When the object is anything else other than the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, other than upliftment of the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you get all these other problems. But when the object is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and to uplift the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to establish the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there is always peace, love and harmony. Like this whole situation, it was like a keg, you know. It was like a bomb waiting to explode. And Sara, they say, "No, leader must be from amongst us." Muhajirun saying, "No, leader must be from amongst us." It was a very delicate situation. But see the wisdom in the words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala grabbed his hand. He took bayat. As soon as he took bayat in the hand of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, then this had, as they say, like a domino effect. Everyone was pleased to come take bayat on the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So khair, we'll stop here. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.